following was originally broadcast on the Global Voices technology show, Innovations. For more information about the Global Voice, visit our website at www.theglobalvoice.info. That's the Global Voice, all one word, .info. Hello everyone, this is Kelly Sapergia from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, and I'm back with you here on Innovations for part 2 of our look at Avona's products. This time we're going to look at the Avona Reader program that we were talking about briefly in part 1. We're not going to look at every feature of the program though. Instead, I just want to show you the main interface and how easy it is to convert documents to audio files using this product. Also, one thing I forgot to mention in part 1 is that if you're a member of the Klango Network, which is at www.klango, that's K-L-A-N-G-O.net, and is a social networking site for blind and visually impaired users that uses a program called the Klango Player for its main interface, you can install for free up to 2 voices at a time from Avona. Now, these voices are tied to the Klango Network and can't be used in any other SAPI 5 compatible programs, but at least this will give you an opportunity to try them out and see what you think. And then if you like them, you can purchase the SAPI 5 versions. Now let's take a look at the Avona Reader. I've started the program, and I'm currently on what's known as the Start Page. This is a web-based style interface, and the first thing we're on is
Heading Level 2 Recent Documents.
The Recent Documents heading. This allows you to load recently opened documents.
List of 3 items.
And I've got 3 of them right now.
Link innovations.rtf.
So there's a file called innovations.rtf. That's actually the file that I was using in part 1.
Linkartisnotes.rtf.
That's another text file I was reading.
Linkmt.txt.
And ATNT.txt is an email that I got a few years ago, and I thought it was pretty funny, so I saved it as a text file.
List temp, blank, heading level 2, recommended ebooks.
Now we come to a section here called recommended ebooks, and all of these are from a site called expressivo.com. That's expressivo.com. This program used to be called Expressivo, but then they changed the name to Avona Reader.
List of 5, link Alexandre Dumas' The Count of Monte Cristo.
That's a big book, The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas.
Expressivo.com, 2913 views.
It's from Expressivo.com, and so far there's been 2913 views.
Link Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
There's A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Expressivo.com, 1467 views. Link Richard William Church Bacon.
Bacon by Richard William Church.
Expressivo.com, 1184 views. Link Best Russian Short Stories.
Best Russian Short Stories.
Expressivo.com, 1092 views.
Mm-hmm.
Link Gordon E. Brown, Queen Victoria.
And Queen Victoria by Gordon E. Brown.
Expressivo.com, 844 views. List 10, link more.
And when you click on this more link, you're taken to a library that Avona has with lots of other books that you can read.
Blank, heading level tutorial.
Okay, now we come to a section here called tutorials.
List of 3 items, link audiobooks.
We've got one here on audiobooks.
Link Avona Mini Reader.
Avona Mini Reader.
Link RSS Reader.
Or the RSS Reader. I haven't been able to get any of these to work, though. Every time I click on one of them, I'm taken back to the top of the window, or the page, I should say, and there's really nothing to indicate if a tutorial has been loaded or anything, so I'm not really sure what you're supposed to do here.
List 10, link more.
And there's a more link, but I'm not going to worry about that.
Blank, heading level 2, tip of the day.
And there it says tip of a day. I think they mean tip of the day.
To run help, press F1.
But regardless, it says to run help, press F1. Well, I tried that, and it doesn't work.
F1.
So I just pressed F1.
F1.
And nothing is coming up. There is a way you can read the documentation, though, but it involves bringing up Windows Explorer, which I'll do now just to show you how we can do this.
Windows E, my computer. Preview, my computer opened. Desktop C closed.
Windows 6.
Okay, and then I'll go to Program Files.
Enter. Folder view list view. IV. Avona. Enter.
Avona?
List view. Not selected. Avona 2 was.
One of 3.
Okay, and what we're looking for is
Avona Control Center. Avona Reader.
There's what we want, the Avona Reader.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Con.
One of 16.
Help.
And this is the folder that we want. Help.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. N.
One of 2.
Now we've got 2 directories here. We've got EN for English.
Place.
And PL is what it's actually supposed to be for Polish.
And enter.
So we'll go for English. And then I'm going to type in
IND.
index.html is the file that we want to load.
Enter. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting dot dot dot. Avona Reader User Manual. Avona.
And the user manual is now open, but there's one other thing we have to do. The security bar has come up, so I'm going to press Alt-N to see what it wants.
Alt-N. To help protect your security, Internet Explorer has restricted this web page from running scripts or ActiveX controls that could access your computer.
Okay, so it's basically telling us that there's an ActiveX controller or script or something that it things might be unsafe, but I can tell you that in this case it's absolutely fine, so...
Applications. Context menu. Allow blocked content ... Enter. Leaving menus. Even reader user manual windows...
And now it's basically asking us, are you absolutely sure about this? So I'm gonna say yes.
Why?
Page has one frame, three headings, and six links.
And we'll refresh the screen with
manual.
Insert Escape in JAWS.
Even reader button.
Now we've got a series of buttons that we can click on. We've got About Ivona Reader.
Quick Start button.
There's a Quick Start.
Audiobooks button. Reading the Internet button. Emails button. RSS Reader button. Talking Cat button.
And when you click on one of these buttons, more topics will be available to you. For instance...
RSS Reader button. Emails button. Reading the Internet button.
Let's go for Reading the Internet.
Space.
Okay, so I pressed space on the button, and I'm going to refresh the screen with Insert Escape.
Screen updated.
Now let's see what we've got.
Internet Explorer button.
We've got an Internet Explorer.
Firefox button. Other web browsers button. Emails button. RSS Reader button.
Okay.
Email other web browser. Internet Explorer button.
Well, let's click on Internet Explorer and see what it says here. So I just pressed Enter.
Screen update. Firefox button.
Now we have to press M. That's a command in JAWS to go to the next frame.
Browsers the frame.
And there it says Browsers IE. That's the name of the frame.
Link graphic images /help/arrow/grav.png. Link graphic images /help/arrow/next.png.
So those are links for a previous or next topic.
Blank. Heading level 2 reading the internet. Heading level 2 Internet Explorer. Blank. Integration with Internet Explorer upgrades the functionality of the web browser and makes work easier to the partially sighted. Blank. In order to activate the integration process, click Tools Settings, go to the integration bookmark. Mark the item Internet Explorer and close the window. Blank. Graphic images /eintegrationpanel.png. Blank. New functions, new icons will be available once Internet Explorer has been restarted. If icons are not active, go to View, select Toolbars, and mark Heaven.
Okay, so it's basically telling us how we can use it with those integration features I was talking about last time, but we really don't have to worry about that. And that's a basic demonstration of how to read the user manual. Now, if you click on one of those topics like that Reading the Internet one, if you've already opened it, clicking that button again will close that topic. I'm going to press Alt-F4.
Alt F4. See program files. Evan.
And Alt F4 again
Alt
F4. To get out of Windows
Evan
Explorer.
Page dialog. To run Link Evan Studio to reduce costs and create in-house professional speech for presentations, e-learning, slideshows, video, podcasts, and more.
Now we were still on that tip of a day heading, and there's a link here that's talking about Ivona Studio 2, but we're not going to worry about that.
Link find out.
And it says find out. I'm assuming they mean find out more about that program.
Link read text document.
Now we come to some links that I know do work. We can read a document, and what this will do is it will bring up an open file dialog, and you can select a file, which as soon as it's opened will begin reading automatically.
Link save as MP3.
And we can also save a document as, they say, an MP3 file here, but you can actually save it in other formats as well.
Link new document.
And this link will bring up an empty screen that allows you to either type something in or you can load a document into the window, or whatever you want to do.
Link open Ivona podcasts.
As far as I know, Ivona doesn't have any podcasts, but what this link will do is it will take you to the folder where your converted documents are saved. By default, they're put in a folder under My Documents called Ivona Podcasts, but I prefer my converted files to be saved in a different location.
Ivona Mini Reader.
Now, this would be a link for the Mini Reader, except that that program is not installed, so there's obviously no link.
Link help.
And help, but when I press enter on it...
Enter. Help visit link.
Page has 6 headings and 24 links.
Find.
As you see, nothing happens.
Link given the studio tour. Link find out. Link read. Link save as MP3. Screen up. Link.
Not
link,
that I
link,
can see.
Link find. Link read. Link save. Link new deck. Link open.
So
in visit
move
link,
back
help.
To the help link there.
Blank.
Which doesn't work on my system anyway.
Heading level 3 widgets.
Now we're at a heading called widgets, and this is where you've got an email checker, an RSS feed reader, and a personal organizer. We're not going to worry about these widgets today, but I will say that the email function, from what I've seen anyway, is completely useless for blind and visually impaired people. Once you've added an email account, or imported one from a program like Outlook Express or Thunderbird or whatever you're using for your email client, all it will do is it'll tell you that a message has arrived in that account from, let's say, Kelly Superja, with the subject, and then it'll read the subject, such as, let's say, test message or comments about your review. That's all it does, and I haven't found a way to get it to read the full text of the message. So as far as I'm concerned, there's no point in using it.
Heading level 2 news.
Now we're on a heading called news.
Up against names like Microsoft and TN Nuance, Evan earns highest marks and emerges as TTS accuracy leader. Results of a new detailed text-to-speech.
Okay, this is a little article about Ivona.
Industry study conducted by ASR News concludes the most accurate competitors. Link more on www.ivona.com.
And there's a link to read more of this article on Ivona.com.
Link more on www.
And that's all we have for the main interface. Now I'd like to show you how you can read a document and save it as an MP3 file. I'm going to
Link list dialog. Home.
Click on
R-E-A-D.
The
read text document
read text document link.
Enter.
just to show you what it does.
No links.
File name, edit combo.
And there it brought up the open file dialog that I was telling you about. And I'm going to load a file that I created a few months ago. It's actually a message I posted to a forum about a program called Reaper, which is a multi-track MIDI and digital audio editor that I've been working with for a while. I won't go into too much detail about it here because obviously it's beyond the scope of this segment, but I will say that I was having some issues with the MIDI functions of Reaper. Eventually I figured out what was going on and was asked to write a little posting about how I solved the issue for any newbies that might be reading the message. So when I press enter now to open this file, because we clicked on the read document link, here's what's going to happen.
Enter.
Sorry for the delay in posting this. Here's what I did to get the keyboard working. After making sure the MIDI port on my sound card was enabled in Reaper, I inserted a new track with Control plus T.
Control space.
Now what I did there was press Control space, which acts as a play stop toggle. And did you hear her taking a breath at that one spot? That's pretty cool. Anyway, that's what the read document feature does. As I say, as soon as you load a document, it will begin reading right away. We're also now in a word processor style window where we can make any changes that we want. And I'm going to move down to a different line because I want to show you that when you press Control space, it will pick up reading where the cursor is.
Output to the sound card port and the MIDI channel 1.
There we are. I'll press Control space again.
Control space.
Add the track, set record monitor to normal, and enable the monitor item setting. Once I accepted the changes with Enter, I then used the application's key.
Control space.
And so on and so forth. Now, let's suppose you want to change the voice. You have to use your screen reader's cursor for this, but essentially, we can route, in this case, the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Root JAWS to PC.
And I'll press page up.
Page up.
File menu bar, edit menu bar, bookmarks menu bar, speech menu bar, tools menu bar, help menu bar.
I just moved down, and there is a menu bar here. And this is what we want. So I'm going to press home to move to the beginning of the line, and then I'm going to left click on the word Evona.
Left mouse button.
Now,
PC cursor.
We're in a combo box where we can select which voice we want to use. And on my system, there's 10 in total. You can actually use other Sappy 5 voices. This program is not tied exclusively to the Evona voices.
Blank.
So I'm going to move down, and Brian's voice should be loading here, I believe.
Evan to Brian N.
There he is. So now I can press Control space, and let's hear him read a bit of this document.
Control space, read only edit.
To the left of the right control key, to bring up the context menu, from which I selected MIDI input, my sound card's port, and all channels. For some reason, I didn't hear anything when I chose channel 1. Finally, I brought up the track menu, selected Show MIDI Controls, and loaded in the gm.rebank file.
Controls.
Okay, he's trying to read the file there. What it should have said was gm.rebank, R-E-B-A-N-K, yeah, in case you're wondering about that weird pronunciation. But anyway, that was Brian reading the document. I've heard him do a much better job on other documents, so maybe it's just the way I wrote this one.
JAWS cursor, Evan to Brian and scroll.
And
left mouse button.
Evan to Brian and PC.
Let's bring up Emma here and see how she reads some of this text.
Evan to MN. Control space. Read only edit.
Comma then selected an instrument. Speaking of the GM bank, I can't seem to find any drum kits. Is there another bank I need in order to use GM or Roland GS drums?
Control space.
So that's how easy this is to read a document here in the Evona Reader program. I'm going to switch back to Amy's voice. Now let's suppose I want to save this as an audio file. We can do that by bringing up the speech menu with Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu, speech menu, read.
And we've got a few options here. We can read the document.
Read to file, dot, dot, dot.
There's read to file.
Show re-add to file, dot, dot, dot.
Now, why it's saying show re-add to file, or however it pronounced it, I really don't know. But this is another screen that will pop up during this process, and we'll come back to this.
Reading actions submenu.
We've also got reading actions.
Pronunciation editor, dot, dot, dot.
The pronunciation editor.
Read.
And we're back on read.
Reading actions submenu.
Let's see what we've got in this menu.
Enter. Previous paragraph, control plus shift plus comma.
We can move to the previous paragraph by using this option or pressing control shift comma for the hotkey.
Previous sentence, control plus comma.
Previous sentence is control comma.
Read slash stop, control plus space.
Read and stop is control space. We already looked at that.
Next sentence, control plus period.
Control period is for the next sentence.
Next paragraph, control plus shift plus period.
And next paragraph is control shift period. I do wish that they would have these grouped a little better. So you would have, let's say, the previous paragraph, then below that would be next paragraph.
Volume up.
We've got volume up, but there's no hotkey for that.
Volume down.
Volume down.
Speed up control plus num star.
Speed up is control and star on the numeric keypad.
Speed down control plus slash.
Speed down is control slash. Now, I don't know if they're meaning the slash key on the numeric keypad or the slash key to the right of the period.
Previous paragraph control plus shift plus comma.
And then we're back on previous paragraph.
Reading action submenu.
So let's move back to the speech menu with left arrow, and I'm going to move up.
Show re-empty to file dot dot dot. Read to file dot dot dot.
I'm going to select the read to file option first, and what it's going to do is it's going to bring up a configuration box, you might say, that will determine how we want this file to be saved. And the settings that you'll hear are vastly different than the defaults. That's because I've gone in and made my own changes. Interestingly, when you do that in this dialog, it doesn't remember your changes that you've made. But there is a way we can do that, and I'll show you that a bit later on.
Enter. Leaving menus. Read to file repair and midi.rtf settings dialog. Speech file name edit. Repair and midi.rtf.
All right now we're on an edit box that will determine how this file is named. Right now we've got Reaper and MIDI.RTF, but I don't want that RTF extension in there because if you leave it, it will be called something like Reaper and MIDI.RTF.MP3, which to me makes absolutely no sense. So I'm going to just take that out. So now we've got Reaper and MIDI.
Tab. Recording format tab.
Now the tab that we're on right now is the recording tab.
General tab.
We also have a general tab.
Synthesizer tab.
And a synthesizer tab.
Recording format tab.
I'll move back over to the recording tab.
Tab. Read to file button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Use default button.
And there's a use default button if you want to go back to the default settings.
Tab. Audio format. Use MP3. 22kHz audiobooks. Presentations radio button checked.
106.
So now we're on what type of file we want to save this as. We can select from MP3, 22kHz, and they say audiobooks or presentations.
Audio format use OGG, 22kHz presentations radio button checked.
206.
We can also save this as an OGG Vorbis file at 22kHz for presentations, they say. However, I don't recommend using this option because I found that the last word in a file gets cut off. For instance, I recently converted a document with some jokes in it, and the last line of the file said something like, he then comes back on the phone and says to the operator, okay, now what? Well, when I converted it to OGG Vorbis format, this is what I heard.
He then comes back on the phone and says to the operator, okay, now.
See what I mean? That's exactly how it came out in the file. So whether there's a problem with the codec they're using to convert these to OGG Vorbis, I don't know. But I do hope they can get that fixed, because I usually like that format.
Audio format use WAV, 22kHz further processing radio button checked.
And we can also save this as a WAV file at 22kHz, and they say in brackets it's for further processing.
Audio format use MP3, 22kHz audiobooks.
But I'm going to move back up to MP3.
Tab, quality best radio button checked.
103.
And for the quality, we can choose from best.
Quality good radio button checked.
Good.
Quality medium radio button checked.
Or medium.
Quality best radio button checked.
We'll leave it on best.
Tab. Partition mode single file radio button checked.
103.
We can choose to have the text saved as a single audio file.
Partition mode by paragraph radio button checked.
203.
That means for every paragraph a new file will be created.
Partition mode divide every radio button checked.
303.
Divide every.
Tab. Partition mode edit pin box. 5.
Okay, 5.
Which of the quarter circle single file tab not check, quarter circle for paragraph tab not check, bullet divide every tab check, fire tab minutes tab.
At every 5 minutes, a new file will be created.
PC cursor. Shift tab. Partition mode single file radio button checked.
I prefer to have it save as a single file.
Tab. Speech file name edit. Reaper and MIDI.
And there's our speech file name, that's what they call it.
Tab. Recording format tab.
Okay, so there's the record format.
General tab.
Now we're on the general tab.
Tab. Read to file button. Tab. Cancel button tab. Use default tab. Target directory read only edit. Detemp in the documents.
That's the folder for where converted documents are saved.
Tab. Dot 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 button. Tab. Create subdirectory for each synthesis checkbox not checked.
But we also have a browse button if you want to put them in a different directory. And now we're on a checkbox that says create subdirectory for each synthesis, meaning that for every document we convert, it's going to create a new subdirectory, which will come in handy if you're planning on using that partition feature to have files generated based on a new paragraph or divided every 5 minutes or so.
Tab. Overwrite files checkbox checked. Tab. Remove finished text files from the list checkbox checked.
That's fine. It'll just take out the text files that are already done so you won't see them in the list. It won't physically remove them.
Tab. Proceed content by file name checkbox not checked.
I'm not sure what this one does, so we'll leave that alone.
Tab. Speech file name edit. Reaper and MIDI. Tab. General tab.
And we're back on the general tab.
Synthesizer tab.
Now we've got the synthesizer tab.
Tab, tab, tab. Use default button, tab. Synthesizer read to file use voice radio button checked.
2 of 2.
We can use a specific voice.
Synthesizer to read to file use voice chosen in even the reader radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Or we can convert a document using the voice chosen in the reader program. But the last time I tried this, it didn't work properly. I believe I had Amy set to read a document I was trying to convert, but for some reason, Karen, one of my ScanSoft voices, read it instead. So I'm not sure if there was a bug there or what happened, but...
Synthesizer to read to file use voice radio button checked.
2 of 2.
I prefer this option anyway.
Tab. Synthesizer combo box. Even the 2 AMN.
1 of 10.
There's our combo box where we can select a specific voice.
Tab. Synthesizer volume left right slider. 100%.
You can adjust the volume.
Tab. Synthesizer speed left right slider. 72%.
Or the speed.
Tab. Speech file name edit. Reprint MIDI. Tab. Synthesizer tab. Tab. Read to file button.
And that's it. We're on the read to file button, and I'll press the space bar.
Space. Read to file dialog. Add text dot 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 button.
18%.
Now it's converting our document for us. It's giving us some progress reports.
91%. 100%.
Ivona Reader has finished generating file Reaper and MIDI. Click here to jump to podcast directory.
All right, and there it says that it converted our file for us. Now, because it was a small file, it didn't take very long, but if it was larger, then it obviously would take a while, but that's to be expected. I'm actually not sure how big a text file it can convert. I never really investigated that. But in the meantime, let's take a look at this dialog, which is what will pop up when you click on that Show Read to File dot 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 choice in the speech menu. Right now we're on an Add Text dot 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 button, and this will allow you to convert more text files if you want to do that.
Tab. Default settings dot 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 button.
This is a button labeled Default Settings, but it doesn't change everything back to the defaults as you might expect. What this will do is it actually allows you to make any changes that you want to use for future documents, from what I can gather anyway, and then it'll remember those the next time you choose the Read to File option.
Tab. List view.
Zero items.
This is a list that'll show what files are being processed.
Tab. Show speech settings window before text processing checkbox checked.
That's fine. I like to have that come up. That just basically brings up that settings window that we were looking at before, and it will come up when you use the Add Text dot 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 button here in this window.
Tab. Hide button.
And there's a hide button that will hide this dialog.
Space. Even the reader reprint MIDI.rtf dialog. Edit.
And bring us back to the edit box. Now, I've got Winamp loaded here.
Alt tab.
I'm going to
alt
tab to it.
L.
And let's see how well it read our document for us.
Even the documents. List view.
There's the directory.
R-E-P-R.
And I'm on the file reaper-and-midi.mp3. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Sorry for the delay in posting this. Here's what I did to get the keyboard working. After making sure the MIDI port on my sound card was enabled in Reaper, I inserted a new track with Control plus T,
etc., etc. And that is how easy it is to convert a document to MP3 format using the Ivona Reader program. Not bad at all. Now, you may remember that in part one of this demonstration, I was talking about how the Ivona voices were mispronouncing my last name. Well, because I don't have an exception dictionary entry in the reader program for my last name, I thought you'd like to hear how Amy sounds when she tries to say it this time. Here we go.
Control.
Hello, this is Gelisape Urger.
Well, not bad. It's a lot better, I will admit, than it was in part one, that's for sure. Now, before we end this demonstration, there is one final feature I would like to talk about with regards to the reader program. It has a clipboard monitoring function that allows you to copy text to the clipboard and then have Amy, in this case, read it back to us. I'm currently in Windows Explorer, and I've selected some text on my blog, which can be found at www.ksapergia.net/podcast. That's ksapergia.net/podcast, and I'm going to copy it to the clipboard.
Copy selection to clipboard.
There we go. And if I want to hear the contents of the clipboard anytime, I can hit Control-Shift-D. Let's see what we selected.
Speaking of podcasts, work is slowly being done for episode 7. I'm not going to speculate on when it'll be ready, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. In the meantime, feel free to leave a comment here or to contact me through my website to let me know what you'd like to see discussed, demonstrated for future episodes.
Not bad, but let's look at this in context. I'm going to move up.
Link in the news. Speaking of podcasts, work is slowly being done for episode 7. I'm not going to speculate on when it'll be ready, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. In the meantime, feel free to leave a comment here or to link contact me through my website.
There's a link to contact me through my website.
To let me know what you'd like to see discussed slash demonstrated for future episodes.
See, it just paused at that slash mark. It didn't say it or anything. But other than that, it's not bad. The only problem I have with this feature, though, is there's no way to silence the speech, at least that I've found. When you press Control-Shift-D, it'll just start reading the contents of the clipboard again, so it's not like Control-Space, where it was a play-stop control. So I'm not sure if you'd want to use this feature for reading long passages of text. Anyway, that's going to wrap up our look at Avona's products, which we would again like to thank them for allowing us to demonstrate on innovations. And if you would like more information about their products and services, you can visit their website at www.ivona.com. That's www.ivona.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about anything you've heard in this review, feel free to contact me through my website at www.ksapergia.net. That's ksapergia.net. For innovations and the Global Voice, I'm Kelly Sapergia.